Brendan McCauley, project coordinator for NAPT. Gary Farmer is a Cayuga actor and musician from Canada. Gary's career includes appearances on a wide variety of television shows and films, including one of my favorite films, Jim Jarmusch's 1996 acid western Dead Man, as well as Chris Ayer's film Smoke Signals and the Canadian TV show The Res. Gary also plays and tours with his blues band, Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers. On their most recent tour, Gary and his band came through Lincoln, Nebraska, and I had an opportunity to talk with him about his long career. This is my interview with Gary Farmer. What do you like and dislike about being a touring musician?
Mostly, we go on the road because we can have our music heard. It's a day-to-day event, and you try to book it so that it's not more than a six-hour drive a day and still play, but sometimes you end up driving 8 or 10 hours and having to play all night long, and it's very trying. So luckily, you guys are here in Lincoln, Nebraska. If I was in Lawrence, Kansas, getting on the radio waves is extremely hard. Wolf Point, Montana, it's a little easier because of the smaller community, and there is a radio base, but not an Indian-owned operation, but they're sensitive to the community. That's not always the case in any market throughout North America. It's very tough to get any marketing. And the radio waves are controlled by the corporations, so our music's not heard. This is one of the few places in the world where I can bring my CDs and know they're going to get played, you know, potentially. So, you know, those are some of the challenges.
When were you first exposed to blues music, and what was that experience like?
My people play the blues, you know, Murray Porter, Farron Johns, you know, Sid Hill, the Bar Road Band, you know, the Breeze, you know, all those bands are standard blues and a lot of it original. So the blues has been a part of my life. That's, you know, I was affected by the English beat and certainly by Motown. Because Detroit's just 3 hours away, right? So those were the musics of ours, as well as our own traditional, you know, music in Iroquois country. So that those influences are, I think, are especially relevant in some of the second CD tracks like Big and Strong, and in this current track called Make a Change, which are my original songs. But I truly believe you can hear my community within those songs.
Sure. Yeah. What other artists can you point to who are currently doing good work?
Derek Miller, for one. You know, we're like brothers, Derek and I. And to see him, you know, he was the younger, you know, he was a teenager when he started, like 16 years old. And his guitar was on fire then. And his concepts on songs were really advanced for coming from our community, you know. And he's taken the music to another level. And he's an amazing producer. There's a fellow in our community on Six Nations, which two of these tracks were produced at, both the song of Martha Redbones, which we use called Troublemaker, and also our own song called Make a Change. We recorded at Jukasa Studios in Oswegan, Ontario, down on Fifth Line.
You used to be a teacher of Native actors. Tell me about that experience.
You know, my work as an actor has been pretty lucky at some levels, but it's not consistent at all. If I make one decent film every 7 years, I'm lucky. It's been extremely hard, especially since 9/11, for any artist in this country to survive, you know. And I live in stateside in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. But, you know, except, you know, there's some exceptions. Maybe Adam and Wes have cracked through a little bit more than a lot of us. But for most artists, especially women, it's extremely hard to survive in the motion picture and television business. And only I believe that the battle is to be fought with guitars, not guns, right?
Sure,
that's
sure.
How we're going to win for us is through our talents and the expression of ourselves and who we are and how we'll maintain this place long after everyone else is gone.
What do you look for when selecting an acting role?
In the early 20s, I discovered acting. Up until then, I was trying to find something that I could help, that I can work within my community to make it stronger, to make it better, because I saw a lot of hardship as a child. So when I discovered acting and I realized that if I can make somebody cry or laugh, I can make them think. And what I thought that I needed to do was to make America and Canada and Mexico think, you know, about these indigenous people. And so when I discovered acting, it was truly a political act. It was a means to communicate to an audience stories that they don't know about our history that happened in this country, you know, the genocide that really did happen. And Dead Man is such a total reflection of that. of that story. So I got into it, changed the world. I swear I did. And at some level, I've had an impact.
You founded the Aboriginal Voices Radio Network in your home nation of Canada. What do you see as the future of that organization and of Native radio in general?
Native America throughout North and South America connect the whole place. It's like a web. If we could begin to network that from a Native perspective, you know, which is our, you know, editorial voice is Earth first, you know, Mother Earth. That's our editorial objective. I thought we could change the world. I thought that we could really have an impact on the body politic. And radio is the best medium because it's oral, and our culture was carried orally. And so it also isn't like television, which puts your mind into beta, of course. So you just become a receiver of information, where radio allows you to create these images in your own imagination. So radio, I knew from being high-end entertainment for most of my life, that radio was the answer for Native people. I still believe it is. Low-power FM, connecting the communities, and let them work on the language and the main stories that preserve culture in that community. And then all the news can flow in, you know, how we're dealing with AIDS in the Native community, you know, all the new information on diabetes and how we can effectively heal ourselves. So the radio was the tool I saw. And because Canada at the time was going through this effort of trying to apologize for the residential school system, they spent $55 million to create a thing that says that these are all the things that the Native people think need to happen. And yet, to radioize all of Canada cost $55 million. with their little research cost, we could have radioized the country. But it was really, in the end, about the politics. You know, a country like Canada is really not able to kind of, nobody really wants to hear the truth about the genocide. Nobody wants to talk about it in North America. You know, we go back as far as World War II and the genocide with the Jews and Nazi, but we can't go back into our own back door and see that it really happened here. We're afraid to tell those stories because it does undermine everything that this country is based on, you know, in terms of land base, in terms of, you know, warring against every country in the world for 150 years. You know, so it lives in a state of war, so it really doesn't want to look at its own history, which is, I thought, would be the final chapter of our ability as the human race to realize that Indigenous people are human beings. It's very challenging to realize why you do things and why I thought the media was the way to attack it, because it was information, it was storytelling. I thought we could have captured the heart of North America. And in the end, nobody really wanted us to do that or try that. And so it's been somewhat undermined and is, you know, it's just the way things are. You know, hopefully I was ahead of my time, and a lot of the youth will pick up on that concept and follow through.
What advice would you give to aspiring young natives in the arts?
You know, you got to get out there. You got to play your songs. And besides recording them, you got to learn how to promote them. So, you know, in the big radio stations, there used to be staffs of 100 after the economic. We used to spend $1 million on an episode of Miami Vice, $1.5 million, I think, per episode. That was the whole budget for a whole year of the actual Miami Vice. You know, we don't do that no more. You know, nobody wastes money like that. Those days are gone. I was a part of that 80s where, as an actor, I was making $10,000 a week on a film. It doesn't happen no more, you know, unless you're Jack Nicholson or Robert De Niro. It's changed. The economics of the world have changed dramatically in 10 years. So you have to do everything yourself. You have to market yourself. You have to promote it. You have to record it. You have to. And it's somewhat challenging, but it's a life, and it's worthwhile, you know, to have your voice expressed to America. We need you out there at the festivals. If you can reach someone with your music, to take them away from their life for 3 minutes, you know, you've done your job, you know, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm a performer to the core. That's what I do for a living. Unfortunately, I've learned how to do all the mechanics to get me there too. So I have to do it all. And I just urge them to get out there because, you know, I want to play beside you guys. You know, I really do. I don't see enough Native American performers out there. You know, we got to hit the road. We got to get out there. And we got a built-in touring community. I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a reservation or an Indian community in this country. They're hungry for us to come to them. So I urge you to get out there.
That was my interview with blues man and actor Gary Farmer. Gary Farmer and the Troublemakers' latest release is Lovesick Blues. For more information on Gary and the Troublemakers, visit their MySpace page at myspace.com/GaryFarmerAndTheTrouble MA. For NAPT, I'm Brendan McCauley. Thanks for listening. Support for Eros Audio Native Sounds comes in part from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. CPB's mission is to facilitate the development of and ensure universal access to non-commercial, high-quality programming and telecommunication services on the web at cpb.org. This is Native Sounds from NAPT.